are you? A lonely vegetarian, sweep you off your feet like a maid Marian, having fun like a seminarian awake. You say you're a happy Unitarian, laughing in the wind like an old Bulgarian. Hey, by the way, are you a librarian? Oh,
welcome to the Mount Kisco Public Library podcast. As you may remember, last time we interviewed R.J. Anderson, who began working on her current novel when she was 16. Today, we're privileged to have a 16-year-old author. So I would like to introduce Gabby Biederman.
Hi, I'm Gabby Biederman. You're just very kind, but I am by no means an actual author. I had poetry published in the book Unraveling by Lynn Biederman and Michelle Baldini.
Oh, and I'd like to introduce somebody else who wants to contribute to the podcast today. This is one of our teen assistants, Juliana.
Hi, I'm Juliana Vigorito, and I'm working here at the Mount Kisco Library, and I'm going to be on this podcast helping to interview Gabby.
I think our first question for Gabby would be one of mine. I just am very curious to know, Gabby, how it is that you happened to get published.
Well, actually, I was published for Poetry and Creative Kids magazine before because I really like to write poetry. And then my mom and her co-author, Michelle, were writing a book and asked me to edit it. And I wrote a poem for them as if I was one of the girls in the plot. And then they sent it in and the editor wanted more poetry because she thought it gave it a teenage aspect. So since neither of them write poetry, they asked me to write some more, and now I have 20 poems published in the book.
So Gabby, Unraveling is about a mother-daughter relationship, so I was wondering, as I think a lot of people probably do wonder, is that you and your mom?
No, actually, the book is not reflecting on me and my mom's relationship. Thank God, if you read the book. But I definitely get that question a lot, and people tend to not even believe me when I say that the mother-daughter relationship doesn't reflect me and my mom, but it doesn't.
So, Gabby, is writing what you want to do, like, professionally, as a career-wise?
Well, I definitely want to incorporate writing into my life and into my career, but I'm not sure if that's what I'd solely want to do. But I do love writing, so that will definitely probably be in my future. Yeah.
Okay, so Gabby, obviously you love to read and you love to write, but the thing is, I find a lot of people in, like, young kids and teenagers really are apathetic about writing, and they don't like English class, they don't take it seriously. So how is it that you really have a passion for writing, and what do you think brings it alive for you?
Well, the reason why I love writing so much really started from my love to read. And my love to read started when I found a genre that I loved. I think everybody needs to find a genre that they love and that they can really relate to. And then when you're reading books, it's like it's taking you places. I know that sounds really cliche and everything, but you can really get into a character. You can learn a lot about yourself and life, and it's just fun. And it's kind of like watching a TV show a little bit, but better for your mind, I guess. And then I didn't really like to write that much as a kid, and then I was just experimenting. I experimented with poetry, and I really liked that. And it's just a great way to express yourself and to feel like you're writing something that can take somebody else somewhere and could be interesting for something else is one of the most empowering feelings, I think. So I think that's how my love for writing started. And I think that the reason why a lot of kids around our age don't like writing is because teachers lately, I think there's a problem with when teachers want to make people write in such structured way. I think you've got to find your love from writing, doing it your own time in your own way, just as a self-expression, not as like a structured assignment. So.
Well, Gabby, that was really fascinating. I wonder, though, you're a poet. Is poet the genre you really discovered, or was there something else that led you into your poetry like that?
Actually, poetry was the first genre I discovered. I discovered it in elementary school. I had a great teacher who was my fourth and fifth grade teacher. But now I'm really looking into other genres. I want to start being able to write short stories. I've been doing that a lot last year, but I didn't really like any of mine. But it only makes me more determined to try and write a good one that I'm satisfied with.
Yeah, short stories are a genre that I think is kind of like hardest to grasp a lot of times, because you don't have a ton of space to expand everything, plot and characters. So it's great, though, to read them and to find something that's concise and really meaningful at the same time.
Who's your favorite author of short stories?
I would say definitely Dave Eggers. I read a book of his called How We Are Hungry, which is just composed of like 10 short stories or so, and it's really brilliant. Everything's developed so well in a short space, and they range from like 2 pages to like 20 or 30. So it really gives you an idea of how far you can go with a short story and what the range is. It's a very open genre, and you can do whatever you want with it, I think.
Who's your favorite poet, Gabby?
I've been saying since like fourth grade that my favorite poet is E.E. Cummings. So now I'm kind of loyal to him, but there are a lot of poets that I love. I think my favorite short story author, though, is Kurt Vonnegut. I love his actual novels too, but his short stories are amazing. And it's interesting because I really don't like his type of like science fiction type genre usually, but it's more than that. It's just like comments on society. It's really great.
Well, I guess we're going to take a pause because suddenly I can't think of anything. Yes, it's definitely time for a break, and I think we will fill it with some wonderful music. As you know, this library has been famous in the past among the Wizard Rockers for having a lot of wonderful shows where kids are writing their own lyrics and their own music. And I want to feature one of the people who has played here, who has a really stunning voice and a beautiful sense of melody and of lyrics. Her name is Amy Snow. She's from Ireland, and her band is called Romilda Vane and the Chocolate Cauldrons. The song I'm going to play for you is one of her more well-known ones. It's called Frozen. I'm playing it because I think it really fits this time of year when the seasons are changing. Enjoy.
Joy has filled.
Okay, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that song. I think it's gorgeous. I hope you did too. Well, we're going to continue our conversation now about writing and how kids can write and possibly get others to read their work. So here we go.
So in the internet age, a lot of kids and adults too have been able to self-publish and self-promote themselves on the internet as far as their writing goes. So Gabby, what do you think about that? Is that something that you've ever looked into, like promoting your own writing on the internet?
I haven't yet looked into doing that. I haven't yet looked into promoting myself or my own writing on the internet or publishing myself on the internet, but it's definitely something that I'd like to do. I think it's a great way to get started and it can be interesting.
So as far as self-publishing, Gabby and Juliana, do you think blogging would be a good way to go for most kids, or would you suggest, do you know some websites they could go to?
I know that I have blogs that I write in sometimes, and I know a lot of my friends do the similar thing, but it's not something that we tend to publicize, really. I think that poetry.com is a place where I believe you can create an account and submit your own poetry if you're interested in doing that, and getting some feedback from professional and amateur people alike.
I'm not really sure of one place in particular, but there are definitely a lot of opportunities and a lot of great places online that you can publish. I think blogging's more of like a personal thing, like this, an informative yet entertaining, we hope, blog, but I don't think it's the same as publishing.
Well, Gabby, I have to say I agree with that, but I have found from my sister's experience and my own that sometimes people who start writing in a group online can then go on to be published in a real book format. So there are many ways of going about this. And I would like to suggest, as your youth services librarian, that you check out our teen page, because we do have writing links there, including some where you maybe can publish some of your stuff, like poetry.com. So that's very cool. Remember, the library is your best source for all your information needs. So bye now.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, thanks for listening. And check back with us soon. So bye.
It's a really cool place you can be. It's a lot of fun, yeah, you will see. You can learn a lot about the world that we living in, the public library.
That's right, your public library. See you there soon. Bye.
It's a lot better than watching TV.